Hey, Planet Shakers, I'm excited to be bringing the word to you today. And it's a word all about God's word. You know, his word is so important in our lives. And I believe he wants to speak to you through this today. Let's take a look. The word of God is still powerful today. And I know that God's got a word for you. So I hope you're ready. And, you know, honestly, I did my best. I had a different message prepared. And but you know, the Holy Spirit just brought me straight back to this. So if you're a part of our Planet Shakers family, church family, particularly if you are streaming in for conference online, then this has accidentally turned into a little bit of a mini series, I suppose, because I want to speak to you again today about Jesus is the key. But actually what we're looking at is supernatural access. Jesus is the key to supernatural access. Even just last Friday, actually, Planet Boom released that song, Jesus is the Key. And I want to look at it again today about what Jesus gives you access to. I'm excited about this. And actually, I want to begin by reading Paul's prayer for the Ephesian church. And I want you to know this is our prayer for you as well today. It's such a powerful passage. Ephesians 1, 15 to 23. Let's look at this together. It says, for this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, now listen to this part, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he's called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Come on, say amen in the chat if you're believing for this. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe? His immeasurable power toward you. According to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, amen, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things, come on, somebody at home, say all things. I heard you. He put all things under his feet and gave him as the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Come on, let's pray. Lord, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you that you have all authority. I thank you that you are the name above all names. I thank you that you have all dominion. I thank you that yours is the kingdom. And right now, as a Planet Shakers family, we lift up the name of Jesus. Let the name of Jesus be glorified today. Jesus be magnified in our hearts, in our lives. Jesus be lifted up in our city of Melbourne, in Geelong, all around the world. Jesus be lifted up as our banner in this time. We exalt you. We bless you. We magnify you. You are our key. And I'm asking today, Holy Spirit, would you magnify Jesus in our hearts, in our minds? Would you begin to reveal to us what Jesus gives us access to in Jesus' name? Amen. Well, I want to begin today, just by sharing, I guess, my thought process. I was reading the Word this week. I'm doing a Bible reading plan in YouVersion. Pastor Russell mentioned it. He was as well. I'm reading through the epistles. And I've got back to Colossians 1, which actually is what I preached on last time, because I love this passage of Scripture that talks about Jesus being above all things. And as I'm reading that again, I'm just reading it so slowly because I'm reading each one of these lines. And I'm beginning to imagine Jesus as I'm reading these things. But I'm going to be honest because I want to know him. I want to really know the God that I'm reading about. But I'll be honest, as I'm reading these things, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I can feel that my own experiences and the ideology maybe, or the worldview of the age that I've been brought up in and that we live in today, I can feel those things actually beginning to form an incomplete picture of Jesus in my mind. I don't know if you do this when you're reading the Scriptures or when you're worshiping, just as we were worshiping before. Each of us, we're worshiping, and in our imagination, we're picturing who we're worshiping. And yet that picture is not complete. I can feel like it's almost maybe like a Picasso version of Jesus or something. you know, a little bit pixelated, a little bit blurred, a little bit wonky and all over the place. And in other words, I'm thinking about it, you know, as I'm reading the text, those words are forming a picture in my heart, and yet I know that that picture is incomplete. I'm thinking about the fact that I'm reading Jesus has all authority. We were just reading that before. And yet, when you think about Jesus having all authority, do you know, not just do you know, but do you know that He has all authority? Because as I was reading some of these things this week, man, I could just feel, Lord, I don't want to just know these things in head knowledge. I want to know by full experience. I want to really know. In other words, I need the eyes of my heart enlightened. I need that spirit of wisdom and revelation. Holy Spirit, I need you to begin to help my heart to really know the God that I'm reading about. And this is important. This is our first point here, right? This is important because understanding leads to faith. What I'm not saying with that statement, by the way, is that I need to understand everything before I make a decision to believe. Of course not. You and I will never, not in this life, understand everything, and we can't wait for understanding before we make a decision to believe. But what I'm saying and what I'm trying to help us with today is that the more rightly I understand, the more rightly I can believe. As I was reading that text for myself, I began to think, Holy Spirit, if you can help me really know this Jesus I'm reading about, if you can help me really understand what I'm reading, then I will know where to put my faith. I can believe rightly on Him and in Him. Understanding leads to faith. The more rightly I understand, the more rightly I can believe. The more I understand of Jesus, the more my faith is stirred. The Bible talks about this in Romans 10, 14 to 17. It says, how can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? Think about that. How can we believe what we haven't heard? Or how can we believe what we don't yet know? It goes on to say in verse 17, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Faith comes through hearing the word. Faith comes through not just hearing, but understanding what we're reading. The more I understand rightly, the more that I can believe rightly. I know that passage, the context of that passage is talking about people receiving faith, but the same thing is true of us growing in faith. How can I believe what I don't know? But as I read and understand, I can feel faith rise in me to believe who He is, and now I know where to put my faith. For example, as I, you know, read in the Word that Jesus is my healer, then faith begins to rise up to apply what I've just understood about Him to my situation. Faith begins to rise up to believe that He is my healer. He can heal me of whatever I'm needing healing in. As you can just see, what I've understood rightly, now I can believe rightly. He is my healer. And church, I want to stir you in this season right now. Come on, make a decision in your heart to grow in your understanding of God. Come on, hunger after Him, desire Him, want with all of your being to know Him. Begin to cry out to the Holy Spirit to enlighten the eyes of your heart and to give you that spirit of wisdom and revelation, because as we grow in our knowledge of Him, and that's what I'm believing for you in this season, you are going to grow in your knowledge of Him. Come on, all our young people, all our university students, every family tuning in right now, every person watching around the world, this is your season to grow in your knowledge of God. Because as you do, your faith is going to begin to grow as well. And this is why this part is important, because every right understanding leads to right believing. Watch this. And every right belief is an open door. Every wrong belief about God is a closed door or access denied. But every right belief of God is an invitation, an open door, an access granted. Now, stay with me for a moment, because this elevator is going down a level. I want to take you a little bit deeper today in this as we're looking at this. In fact, I want to look at Abraham right now. He's the Bible says, the father of faith. So let's look at him. What did he learn about faith? By the way, you can read great passages in Romans 4 and Hebrews 11. Really will encourage you on your faith. But let's look at a great key here in Hebrews 11, verse 11. Talking about Abraham's wife, Sarah. It says, by faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive,
Even when she was past the age, she received the miracle, right? But watch this part. Since she considered him faithful who had promised. She considered him faithful. The King James Version actually says that Abraham and Sarah judged him faithful. What a strange thought to think that you and I would judge the character of God. But in other words, they made a correct assessment of God's character. They made a correct assessment. They believed he was faithful. In other words, they believed that he was the right place to put their faith. And their right belief of him, watch this, connected them to him, and so does ours. Our knowledge of him, as we grow in our knowledge of him, we grow in our faith of him. And as we grow in our faith of him, this is important because our faith associates us, connects us with God. Your right belief in God today, friend, connects you, associates you with God. This is so important because it's not what we rightly do that connects us to God. It's what we rightly believe. The Bible says it's not by works that we're saved. It's by grace through faith. Because watch this. If it was based on my actions, my character, then I'd be disconnected from God. But my faith is based on not my actions, but his character. That's why it's pleasing to him, and that's why it connects me to him. My actions are a reflection of my character, but my faith in him is a reflection of his character. That's why it leads to an association. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 11, talking about people of faith, verse 16, it says, therefore God is not ashamed, watch this, to be called their God. Do you know today that because of your faith, God says about you that he is your God. In other words, he associates himself with you. Think about the gravity of that for a moment. That is powerful right there. God associates himself, connects himself with you. Let's look about this. Look at this for a moment. He associates himself with those who rightly believe him. He associates himself to this day, by the way, with Abraham. And in fact, when he was reintroducing himself to the people of Israel through Moses in Exodus chapter 3, God tells Moses to tell the people, this is who I am. I am the God of Abraham. In other words, you can associate me with that man of faith. This is so powerful. Let's look at it. In Exodus 3, 14 to 15, God said to Moses, I am, by the way, the conversation goes like this. God says to Moses, I'm sending you to rescue my people. And Moses asked God, cool, who should I say is sending me? In other words, what he's asking is, it's a nice way of saying, and who are you? And this is what God says in verse 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. I don't need to be associated with anybody or anything. And yet, he says, say to the people of Israel, I am sent me to you. But God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. I am who I am, and yet you can know me by my association with Abraham. He rightly knew my character, and so can you. This is so powerful. God associates himself with us. People are careful with their associations. Have you thought about this? Influential figures, you know, brand names or big companies, they're very careful about who they associate with, their name with another name. Why? Because their reputation is at stake. Their reputation is connected to their associations. Who, when you think of their brand name, do you think of another brand name as well? Their reputation is at stake there. And yet God says about people of faith, he says, you can associate my name with them. I'll put my reputation on that. I'm happy to be connected to them. And it's crazy because if you ever looked at Hebrews 11, the list of people that God chose to associate with, honestly, not being disrespectful, but it's not exactly the cream of the crop. When you look at it, for starters, Abraham and Sarah, they couldn't have kids. Then Abraham lied about Sarah even being his wife. Jacob was a liar and literally lived in deception. Moses was a murderer and ran from God. It even mentions Rahab being a prostitute. Samson was a womanizer. David was an adulterer. And the list goes on. In other words, they're not in there because of their right doing and their right character. And yet, the Bible doesn't so much mention in this passage, oh, all their weaknesses, all their faults. It says they were people of faith. And God connects his name to them because each of them rightly believed his character, and that associated them with who he is. And the same thing is true of him and you today. He says that he is their God. And today he says to you and I am your God. I don't know if that's encouraging to you, but it is so encouraging to me, because I am not going to look at my current predicament. I'm not going to look on the way that I feel like I've been going lately and establish my connection with God based on those things. My connection, my association with God is set because I believe him. I believe who he says he is. He is faithful. He is the right place for me to put my faith today. And I want to tell you at home today that you can believe him. Come on, Jesus is the key. He is the key to supernatural access. Come on, person at home right now, let your faith be stirred. Look on Jesus again. Put your expectation on his character, his nature. He is the kind of God who never fails. He is the kind of God who never gives up. He is the kind of God who has a character that is unfailing, unflinching, through trial, through storm, through tribulation. He doesn't have a bad day. He doesn't have a rough day. Your God is good today. He is the right place to put your faith. And as you do, that faith establishes a connection with him. Oh! Don't wrongly assess who you are in this season. You are not a nobody. You are not just stuck in isolation. You are not stuck in whatever condition you feel like you're in. Somebody was thinking at home, well, Andy, this is cool, but I haven't been walking closely with God ever since we've been in isolation. I've been struggling in my faith, struggling in my relationship with God. Well, I want to tell you and encourage you today, you are not on your own. You are not just connected to your problems or connected to your past or whatever you feel surrounded by. I'm telling you, you have some higher connections. I'm telling you, you are associated with somebody of influence. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. You are connected to God. So you ought to make good on that connection today. You ought to begin to pray with faith. You ought to begin to believe on him and access who he is. You have some ties with an influential figure. Here's my last point. This is important. Our knowledge, the more we grow in knowledge, it leads to faith. That's important because our faith leads to association, and that's important because our association leads to access. This is good right here. Your association with Jesus gives you access. Supernatural access. Access to God. Like, even think about this right now. There are people getting on social media and trying to have their say on things. And I bet there are plenty of people wishing they had more connections so that their voice could be heard. Well, I don't know who you feel connected to in the natural, but I'm telling you, you don't need to get onto social media and fight for whatever you feel like your rights are or whatever your opinion is in this season. You have connections with a very high authority, and your prayers are heard by him, not because of what you have been doing, not because of how you've been going, but because of what you believe in him. Got access to him. Let's make good on that access. Let's access his presence. Let's access his kingdom. Let's access his promises. Let's access what he has for us. I want to tell you today that you have an inheritance in Christ. Romans 5:2 says, through whom we have gained access by faith. We gain access by our faith. But I want to take you back to this prayer in Ephesians that we read before. For these two lines here, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Come on, make this personal right now. You have a glorious inheritance in Him. Do you know that? Maybe you ought to stir your hope in that again. Many of us, we're looking to the future, maybe the short-term future. We're beginning to, some of us have been filled with fear as we're looking to the future. How am I going to do this? How am I going to afford that? How am I going to look after my family? Well, I don't know what's going to happen in your immediate future, but I know who holds your future. But what I want to encourage you with today is you have an inheritance. In other words, you have great promises for your future. You have an inheritance in Christ. And the next line, what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who do everything right? No, toward us who believe. There's immeasurably great power available for you today. You have an inheritance in Christ. Your association with Him gives you access to His inheritance. Now, I was thinking about what an inheritance is. And inheritance is essentially a gift, I suppose. A gift given because of association. In other words, if, now let's just say, unfortunately, I don't think this is true for me, but maybe it is. Lord, let it be. And if it's true for you, then God bless you. But let's imagine I had a rich, super rich, great, great grandpa, like bazillionaire. Let's just say that. Well, if that were the case, it may be my reality that I could probably get away without working my entire life and yet still have access to resource, blessing, and provision that I did not earn. Not because of my works, not because of what I earned, not because of my hard work, but simply because of my association and my relationship to somebody who earned those things on my behalf. That's what an inheritance is. It's not suggesting, by the way, that we shouldn't work hard. Of course, we should use the gifts that God has given us. The Bible says so clearly, he who doesn't work doesn't eat. We should definitely put to work all of the things that God has given to us and work hard. But what I want to tell you is, in regards to your relationship with God, our hard work doesn't gain us access, but our association, our connection with God through our faith in Jesus gives us access to an inheritance that we did not earn. We did not work for this. You can't work for your healing. You can't work for that blessing. You can't work for the hand of favor that God's hand of favor on your life. You can't work to earn that place in heaven, but those things are freely inherited by those who believe. What a good promise in the Bible. So powerful. This is the picture for you and I, friend, in Jesus. He is our key to supernatural access. Would you put your faith in Him again? Would you drop hoping in all these other things? Well, if I could get that sorted, and if I can get this, and maybe if all these things line up, then we're gonna be okay. Quit hoping in all of these external things. Lift your faith in Jesus again. Come on, you are a believer. Come on, put your feet on the ground and say, me and my family, we're gonna be sure in the Lord. I'm convinced of it. I know the character of God. I will put my faith in Him. I will put my hope in Him. He will not fail. Jesus is my key to supernatural access. I remember this week a story from my own life. Back when I was a student, living in a condition probably close to poverty, if I'm honest. We were getting by on not a lot. I was living, I'd moved states, and I was living with a bunch of other guys, and as I was studying, and living on not a whole lot a week. We were making it work. And I remember one particular week, like I thought, that's it. I've run out of money. All I've got is some change, some coins. I mean, this was when, by the way, this was when, you know, you didn't really have online banking. And so you had to go to an ATM to check whether you had money, to check your balance. So annoying. Or when you just go to the, whatever it's called, the FPOS thing, and just, you'd be praying. You know what I mean? If you've ever been in that, maybe some of you were there this week. You're laying hands on that. You're just, in the name of Jesus, shakarabosha, as you're putting it there to scan, you know? Ma'am, insufficient funds. May as well be swearing at you in that moment. Bless those who curse you. That FPOS machine's just lying at you. Anyways, that's what I was living in the week. I remember scraping together $6 worth of coins to put petrol in my car to get where I needed to go. And I was thinking I didn't have anything. But little did I know that entire week, I'd actually been paid for some work I did months ago. There was $600 in my account that entire time that I was living. I thought I was living off $6 worth of coins, and I had $600 in my account. I mean, that may as well have been $1 million for me at that stage. There was $600 in my account. I just didn't know it. I just couldn't see it. But you better believe that the moment that I understood it, my faith was put into action and I accessed what had been there the whole time. I just didn't even know. In fact, I accessed what had already been mine. The money was in my account. It was in there already. But my lack of knowledge led to a lack of access. Because I didn't know about it, I didn't reach out and access it. But the moment I realized, I believed, I accessed, I had what was rightfully mine, and it made a big difference in my life. Perhaps that's a picture of what some of us have been living in. I'm not talking so much right now about finances, although of course God wants to provide for your family, wants to provide for you. But the Bible says in Ephesians 1 that every spiritual blessing is ours in Christ Jesus. But some of us, because of our lack of knowledge, we don't know what's already in our account, so we don't reach out and access what's rightfully ours. Man, can I stir you? Right now, we're about to go into worship, but can I stir you? You, friend, do not write yourself off. Do not apply this to somebody else, but write yourself off. You, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have an inheritance in Him. You have access to every spiritual blessing. You have supernatural access in Jesus. I want to list some things for you. There is abundant provision for your family in Jesus. There is freedom from addiction and breaking patterns of sin in Jesus. There is emotional wholeness and restoration in Jesus. There is reconciliation of relationships in Jesus. He puts families back together. He brings life to dead things. He brings order to dysfunction. He puts things back together. He makes old things new. This is your inheritance in Jesus. There's access to healing if you need it. There is access to supernatural turnarounds if you need it. I'm telling you today, and you ought to stir your faith as you begin to think about those things. Whatever it is that you're needing, don't base your expectation of your actions. Be like Abraham today. Be like that list of associations in Hebrews 11. Perhaps Planet Shaker's version of Hebrews 11 would be that family. Or they didn't have it all together, but they believed. That university student, oh, they messed up on a few things here. They weren't always walking perfectly, but they put their hope in Jesus and He brought about a breakthrough. That young person there, that older person there, maybe our list of faith would show plenty of people who are broken and messed up, but people who rightly believed in God's character and accessed that supernatural access point through Jesus Christ.
Well, that's it for this week, church. I pray that that word blessed you. Hey, if you've got any prayer requests at all or you want to get in contact with us, you can see our website or our email there. Of course, follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. We love you. We are praying for you. Your best days are ahead.